Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting once again as a co-host on the Karen Kessler Show. Actually, Karen was here last week, and Karen, you're back again.
You just can't get rid of me, can you?
This is great. This is great. What a surprise. We were scheduled to have a representative from Jersey Boys, but as in show business, sometimes conflicts come up with auditions and tryouts and appearances and so forth, and the person we were supposed to have couldn't be here, so Karen said, I'll be happy to come back, and here she is.
And look how happy I am.
See that? See that? Now, neither one of us has ever been in Jersey Boys before.
No, I have not been. I've been in Jersey.
I've been in
but
Jersey.
But I've not been in the show Jersey Boys. I've seen it. I have seen it. Have you seen it?
I've seen it many times.
Well, then you actually probably have more to say than I do, because I've only seen it once.
Well, it's got a lot of great songs
in it. It certainly does, and it was a big, fat, Tony Award-winning smash hit.
And I should probably tell the audience, in case they don't know, you're from Theater by the Sea
Mattoonuck. Correct.
And that's where the show is going to be starting as of Wednesday. It'll go into previews,
right,
and then opening night on Friday night as usual.
Yes.
And this time I won't be at opening night.
What?
I'm going to see it down the road a couple weeks. I think you knew that, but you probably have a lot on your plate.
I do. But
yeah.
You know, I expect you to be there. It's going to throw me completely off if you're not there on opening.
I know, but I'll be there. I'll be there eventually. Anyway, it's a great show. If you haven't seen Jersey Boys before, I highly recommend it. What could be better? A male quartet.
And you would know that, wouldn't you?
Right.
And the interesting thing about this particular show, which is closing out our 90th anniversary,
right,
is that it's actually going to run for 5 weeks. Usually our shows run for 4 weeks, but we opened our first show this year with 3 weeks so that we could add a week to Jersey Boys to basically deal with the demand, and there is quite a bit of demand.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is selling like hotcakes, as they say.
Right, and if you haven't been to Theater by Sea, the two of you that are left in Southern New England that haven't been there, you should get there, because it's a wonderful place to visit. The shows are great. So far this year, started off with the show My Way, the Frank Sinatra story, then went to Beautiful, which was about the Carole King story. And then just a few weeks ago, I was at opening night for Bodyguard, and that was terrific.
It's a wonderful, wonderful show, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So lots of wonderful things happening. We're going to talk about other things, but let's get everybody in the mood for some Jersey Boys music. If you're not sure what it's about, it's a story of the Four Seasons, with Frankie Valli, of course.
Of course.
And everybody will know this song. We'll play it for you now.
And then one day, a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words. Nick and I do a quick head arrangement. Then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world exploded.
Come out tonight.
Come out tonight.
you come on. Come on.
Put your that dress on.
Karen, when we get to the end of this show, I want to know what song is going to stick in your head, whether it's going to be Sherry Baby or some of the other great songs we're going to hear, because they are all are capable of being what we call earworms.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, I'll just be humming that. But that gets you in the mood for Jersey Boys, which is, as I mentioned, the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Now, neither Karen or I are real experts on this, but it did run on Broadway for a long, long time, right?
Very long time, yep. I believe it opened in 2005, and it ran for like 17 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah, there's an amazing number of thousands of performances, and then it went on tour, and then it went off Broadway. So it's been played to thousands and thousands of shows around the country.
Yep.
And it's a cool story, and the music, of course, is so recognizable by everybody. That's what I'm sure adds to the popularity.
Absolutely. Actually, one of the gentlemen who will be in our production happens to have been on the North American Broadway tour of Jersey Boys from 2017 through 2022. He's a Rhode Island boy.
Really?
Yes, his name is Kevin Patrick Martin, and he actually did theater at the community theater group that I've been involved with in Pawtucket. I've actually done a show with him once upon a time. It was Dancing at Lunasa, and my good friend Vinny Lupino, mm-hmm. who works in the box office at Theater by the Sea, directed that piece, and I didn't have an Irish accent, but Vinny got me a tape and said, you better learn this because you need to be in this show.
Sure and Bigora.
There it is. And I can say, always after me Lucky Charms, but that's all I had. Oh. But yeah, Kevin was in that. And he is going to be in this show. He's playing Nick Massey, one of the four principal Jersey Boys, which is really, really cool that he's going to be in it. This show is being directed by Kevin P. Hill, who's our producing artistic director. He's directing and choreographing this piece for us. And he did the one last year, probably remember, is Kinky Boots.
Sure.
that he did in Mamma Mia right before that. He's done a lot of shows for Theater by the Sea and also at North Shore Music Theater, which is Bill Haney's other theater. The other gentlemen are Zane Zapata, who's making his Theater by the Sea debut with us. He'll be playing Frankie Valli. And Aidan Cole, who was our prince in Cinderella last year, if you remember him. He'll be playing Bob Godio. And Chris Marsh Clark is making his Theater by the Sea debut as Tommy DeVito. So those are our four gentlemen and our director choreographer.
Right, and there's more than four gentlemen in the show. It's a full musical, not just like My Way was with just four people.
Right, right. There's I believe there's 18 people in this cast. It's quite a large cast.
Right,
and there'll be some familiar faces, some new faces. But yeah, it's a nice big cast, and I'm looking forward to it. I think everyone should come see this one, especially if you've never seen it before. But I do feel that seeing things at Theater by the Sea, there's something different about seeing it there. Even if you've seen a show somewhere else, the intimacy of that space. Just, I don't know, somehow I like the shows better there because of the intimacy.
It's very, very easy creature comforts because there's no real bad seats. You could sit in the last row and be closer than the fifth row at PPAC. I
mean. That is very true. We only seat 492 people, so it is very intimate, and you can absolutely see from anywhere. We have some subscribers that actually subscribe for the very last row in our balcony. It's their favorite place to sit. It's just... Yeah. Everyone has their own thing, right? Each to his own.
That's right. And if you're not familiar with the theater, it also has the new restaurant is up and running.
It is.
And so you can take in dinner before the show and have the gazebo outside on the beautiful in the beautiful gardens where you can purchase an adult beverage or a regular beverage if you prefer.
A beverage.
A beverage of any kind. And so this makes it nice and easy. And free parking.
That's true. We do have free parking. That is unusual.
You forget about that for a while because if you go downtown to any of the theaters, you don't get free parking.
You certainly do not. That is very true. We have two very large parking lots to accommodate everyone. So, yeah.
So I heard you mention the Irish accent that you know.
You're not going to make me do any more, are you?
Well, you know, I just realized you could go on tour as the Wit of Peru in Music Man.
So how old do you think I am exactly?
Well,
don't say anything.
You only have to be 40 to be the Wit of Peru.
Marion's
only 20, so I mean. You know.
Oh, is that true? Is Marion 20 in the show?
I don't know. I made that up. but there's an. I just want to. You know,
I would love
sure.
that opportunity. Thank you for offering. When are you producing that show?
I'm gonna look into it. Okay. I mean, now that I know I have you and we have all these other cast of characters around, we'll be able to pull it off. But speaking of Music Man, my quartet is going to be able to do a little bit of Music Man at the theater coming up on August 21st.
Do tell.
That's correct, because that's the night of the Big Barn Bash.
Say that three times fast.
Big Barn Bash, Big Barn Bash, Big Barn Bash.
You're very good at that.
And that's what used to be called the Gala, which my quartet also had the opportunity to do several times in the past. And we're looking forward to this one. And there's going to be a whole bunch of people on that.
Yep, quite a few Theater by the Sea alumni will be there from the Tommy Brent era. Michael McGraw, people may remember him. He's done tons of shows on Broadway, including Tootsie and Nice Work If You Can Get It, On the 20th Century, Spamalot, done a lot. And his really good friend, Gary Lynch, who did Les Mis on Broadway, will be coming. And also Michael's daughter, Katie Claire McGrath, who actually people will have seen in our production of Newsies. She played Catherine Plummer in our production, and she's just terrific. So lots of people, locals as well, Maria Day Hyde, who's been there for years and years, Stacey Ledoux, Albin Donis, people remember from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and
Maria
Dolly.
Maria was our Wit of Peru.
That's right,
there
she
you
was.
Go. See? See how it all ties together?
It does. You just have that amazing knack of doing that. We have a few people from Mamma Mia that'll be joining us. The woman who played Donna, Erica Mansfield, Meryl Pfeiffer, who played all three Dynamos when we first did the show, and then she came back in the role of Tanya. Tommy Labanaris, who played a Dr. Frankenstein or Frankenstein, depending on how you want to pronounce that,
show.
In Young Frankenstein when they did it. So wonderful. Yeah. Yep. And then, this group called Trade Secret.
There you go. They're spectacular.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who's in that group? Can you tell us, Mike?
Well, we have two Rhode Island Music Hall of Famers in the group.
Oh, are you one of them?
No.
No?
I'm not. Jim Berger and Jerry Xavier, and then Bob O'Connell, our lead singer, and myself were the two that were in the Music Man Quartet at Theater by the Sea. So we'll be there doing Light a Rose and maybe another song or two.
How can you not be in the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame? Please, I don't understand.
Well, let's move on.
Okay, I'm going to try and do something about that for you, okay?
All right, sure.
Okay, cool.
Well, we have, let's get back to Jersey Boys and play another song that is going to be very familiar to you. We'll listen to Big Girls Don't Cry, and that's the message I'm giving to Karen this morning for all the things that go on at the theater. So remember, Karen, Big Girls Don't Cry.
Okay, I'm not crying.
All right, and then we'll see you after that.
Don't cry, my girl.
tired.
We are back on the Karen Kessler Show. I'm Mike Mano, and Karen is the everything person at Theater by the Sea in Matunuck. And I say the everything person because I know you have a couple titles.
I do have a few. I do have a few. I'm the general manager now.
Right.
That's kind of my big title. But I was the press rep before I took that on. And Bill does not want me to give that piece of it up. So that is the piece that I am representing here with you at the station on my show, on which you are a co-host.
Right, there you go. And the Bill, of course, is Bill Haney, who is the owner that has done many shows here in this studio with us. And he couldn't be here today either. So Karen,
nope.
I'm happy to be back with you again. And I think this is it, though. This is the last show we're going to do for the season with you.
Probably.
Well, I have one more coming up with Bill to wrap up and announce what next year is.
Right.
And so we'll...
But you never know. I mean, if there's something that happens and he can't make it, guess what? You're stuck with me.
There you go. The general manager, Karen Kessler. All right. We're talking about Jersey Boys coming up. It's going to open on Wednesday for previews, Wednesday and Thursday, and then opening night on Friday night at Theater by the Sea. And there are still some tickets available, but I have a little hint for you. I don't want Karen to hear this because it's like an insider trader secret.
What's that?
Wait till the end of the show run. There are more seats available. So when you go to the calendar to look to buy your seats, look at the last 2 weeks and you'll have much better results because the beginning is almost already sold out.
That's because of our subscribers. We have a very, very... not heavy, what's the good word for it? We have supportive subscribers, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of them, and we put all of our subscribers in the first 3 weeks of a run, which is why there are more seats available toward the end of the run,
right.
But we're not empty either. And the other thing about shows like this, similar to Mamma Mia, people tend to want to see them more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're thinking you want to see it more than once, you probably want to try and get into one of those earlier shows, because if you love it and you want to come back, then you can come back toward the end of the run. But ticket sales are going quite briskly, so I would not hesitate.
And if you haven't been to the theater before, you should know too that unlike a lot of Broadway shows where you're spending hundreds of dollars for tickets, tickets are a little more reasonable than that. I mean, they're not you know, you're not giving them away, but certainly, you know, certainly you can buy a ticket for, you know, $50-$60. For these shows, which is...
Depending on where you're sitting, yes.
Depending on where you're sitting, you can
right.
also spend more.
You can,
but,
absolutely.
But as we mentioned, not a bad seat in the house.
Right.
And all the activities around it with the gardens and the gazebo. And
the restaurant.
Yep. If you go on a Friday or Saturday night, you got the cabaret, which will...
Right. We do that. We don't do that on opening weekend. That okay. happens after opening weekend because opening weekend is so, so crazy busy for everyone. It's very
right.
difficult to ask people to do something more in the first week. But usually those are Friday and Saturday nights.
Okay.
And this year we have two separate hosts. One of them is Frank O'Donnell and the other one is Poppy Champlin. And they share the hosting duties every other week or maybe there'll be one of them mm-hmm. will do Friday night, one will do Saturday, that kind of thing. The other thing that I think is interesting when you said this is not like a Broadway show, some people still do not know that we build these shows. These shows. So we audition them both locally and in New York, and we cast from all over and we house the actors. We bring them in. As a typical summer stock theater, we only rehearse for 2 weeks, which is kind of crazy when you come and you look at the show and
yes,
it's done.
It is.
You can't even believe that they did it that quickly. But these folks are professional actors, and this is what they do, and this is their full-time job. So when they are rehearsing 8 hours a day, 6 days a week to get this going.
Yeah, and build your own sets.
Build our own sets, costumes, the whole nine yards.
And a live
wigs.
Orchestra.
Yes, which is actually also a little unusual. People have started turning a little bit to what they called canned music,
mm-hmm.
Which you can actually buy that from some of the rights holders. You can opt for that and have full orchestration, but we prefer to have the live music experience, and I think it changes things a little bit because if there's any kind of a mistake or a bobble or whatever, the orchestra goes with you as
sure.
opposed to something that is pre-recorded that cannot stop. So truly a wonderful experience that you have at Theater by the Sea.
All right, let's get to another Jersey Boys or Four Seasons song, Walk Like a Man. Mentioning things that are at the theater, there's one children's event left this season.
Yeah, we do Friday Morning Children's Festival every year on select Fridays, and which is a great way to introduce children to the magic of theater. And our last one is on Friday, August the 18th, a gentleman named Bryson Lang. He's a comedy juggler. His show, he says, is the cure for the common show. Get that? It's kind of funny. So
I could be a comedy juggler. In other words, I can't juggle. So I just
that would probably be more sad than funny.
No,
I'm
I
afraid.
Guess so, yeah. Okay.
But August 18th, really reasonable tickets, and just it's a lot of fun bringing the kids. I always go and watch them myself.
There you
sneak
go.
In and watch.
All right, let's get to another Jersey Boys song. This one is December back in 63.
It's a season of firsts. John Glenn is the first American to orbit the Earth. We go out on our first cross-country tour. The label's raking it in, so they send over some girls when we hit Chicago at Christmas. And that night, I rack up a personal first. Oh, what a night! Late December, back in 63. What a very special time for me. What a lady, what a night.
As the theater wraps up the season, there's one more Monday night concert, which have been very successful this year, as they have been in the past years. Who do we have coming up?
Well, we have, there's a gentleman named Stephen DeAngelis who has visited us before. He brings something called a Broadway celebration. Stephen happens to be a Rhode Island native, which is kind of interesting that he is coming back to do these concerts. He brings four Broadway entertainers who are have either been on Broadway or are currently on Broadway. And he brings them up on a Monday night because that is typically the day when you're not performing on Broadway, and right. They do songs from their show, and there's a Q&A. It's really one of the most popular Monday night concerts that we do is this particular one. It's called a Broadway Celebration, and it's on Monday, August the 28th.
Well, that sounds like another must-see event.
Everything's a must-see event at Theater by the Sea.
There you go. All right, we're going to go to another song, and I guess this one is about how I feel about you, Karen.
Oh, I can't
wait
to hear what
it is. My eyes adore you.
Aww.
My eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand on you. Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, and yet so far. Hit it for city lights, climb the ladder up to fortune and fame. Worked my fingers to the bone, made myself a name. Funny I seem to find that no matter how the years unwind, still I reminisce about the girl I miss and the love I left behind. My eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, and yet so far. My eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, and yet so far. So close, and yet so
Theater by the Sea's presentation of Jersey Boys is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations that we've renamed the Karen Kessler Show. And I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Karen, who's, I think you're accomplishing something that in the hundreds, if not thousands of shows that I've done here at WCRI.
What? What is it? I don't think
we've ever had a back-to-back guest.
Oh, that's it? I was going to say maybe I'd been here the most, but that's not true, I guess. Huh?
No. I don't think it's the most. Well, you could be in the running for one of those.
You need to count it up. Is there a prize?
I think you're going to get a free pair of WCRI sunglasses before you leave.
Oh, boy. Look at these, huh? Those look like children's glasses. How did I even get that on my head?
Beggars can't be choosers, so there you go. But we're talking about Jersey Boys, which is the last show for the 2023 season as far as full production show. We mentioned a couple other events that are going on.
Right.
But there will be a 2024 season.
There will be. That is the plan.
We can't tell you what it is right now.
We can't, because even I don't know, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
But people do ask all the time about how they can guarantee themselves seats, because sometimes they get locked out And, you know, you never want to hear the word sold out again.
Right.
So if that's the case, you might want to consider subscribing with us. Our subscribers do save money, but they also have their pick of seats before the general public. So they get their seats and they actually even get to purchase additional tickets and they get to move their seats before the general public can even do anything.
Right.
So we do value our subscribers. So we give them as many perks as we possibly can. They can exchange their tickets up to 24 hours in advance. They get 10% off of other shows, children's festival shows and the Monday night concerts. So yeah, being a subscriber, not a bad thing. And if you're interested in subscriptions, unfortunately, you can't really look at them right now, but eventually you'll want to know all about them. And you can find that information out on our website, which is theaterbythesea.com. You can also purchase tickets on that website for Jersey Boys or any of the shows we've mentioned today. Or you can call my very good friend, Vinny Lupino, who will be at the box office. He'd be happy to help you. That number is 401-782-TKTS, which is 401-782-8587. We love our Vinny.
Vinny, call Vinny. And if you call Vinny, you're looking for, you know, a certain seat for Jersey Boys, like on opening night or whatever, just say Karen told you to call.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
No, actually, Vinny is very helpful. He'll do the best he can with whatever's left. So give him a call. And all the people in the box office are very helpful. And he's not alone anymore. I remember when it was pretty much Vinny, but now there's several people.
There's almost always another person. There are usually three people answering the phone every single day, and Vinny's one of them. But we do have a really terrific box office staff. They bend over backwards for people, and they really are wonderfully helpful. And we could not get along without them, honestly.
There you go. As we say, operators are standing by. So call before midnight tonight. All right, let's get back to Jersey Boys. And here's a song that I just can't take my eyes off of you.
Like heaven to touch, I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Trust in me when
you're just too good to be true.
Karen, cast of Jersey Boys is something you mentioned earlier, but I just want to mention again. It's not just the four guys, not just the Four Seasons singing, full cast. You said like maybe 16, 17 people?
I think there's 18 people in this show, actually. Yeah. So it's we've had quite a few large shows this summer. Our very first show is a bit smaller, which is typical for us in the beginning of a season, but our the other shows this season have been in the 20s. So this is relatively small compared to the 20 and 22 person cast that we've had. But yeah, it's a full show with 18 people. So it's not like there's a storyline.
Right.
You know, it's about how the Four Seasons came to be, honestly.
From rags to riches and back again.
There it is.
As they say. it's a very interesting show. I have seen it a few times. You know, you mentioned all these people, and what a lot of people don't understand about something like Theater by the Sea or any theater or even film company or anything is how many behind-the-scenes people it takes to put a show like this on. I remember when I did Music Man at Theater by the Sea a couple of years ago.
Well, you never mentioned that. Can you tell us about that?
We had a tech rehearsal, and it was going to be for the people that, you know, the spotlights and the, you know, stuff like that. And I expected three or four people to be in the audience when we did this thing. Mm. And it was like 50. I said, how can all these people be involved? And they are in all kinds of facets, right?
Yeah, there are lots of people. There are wardrobe people that you don't even see. There are people that shift the scenery that you don't see. There are, we have what's called a fly house, which is big drops or pieces that fly down from the ceiling, basically. So there's a whole loft, which is stage right, where people are pulling those ropes to make that scenery appear and disappear. And people that push pallets on and people that dress people, wig folks, people that make the costumes and the sets, run the lights, run the sound. They sit at spotlight perches and move those spotlights around. But it's magical. It's the magic of theater. That's what they say.
Well, there's a lot that goes on there, and always a wonderful job. Let's get to one more song here before we wrap things up and go out with another piece of music. But this one is Working My Way Back to You, Babe. Karen, I want to thank you so much for coming in and bringing information about the theater to our audience. Once again, you're doing extra duty 2 weeks in a row with the Karen Kessler Show. And Theater by the Sea is a wonderful place. We've talked quite a bit about the events, and this is the end of the season, so normally if it were at the beginning, we'd have so much to talk about.
We would. But since we're at the end, we just have this one show, and we have a children's show coming up and another Monday night concert and cabaret. So there are still a few things to talk about.
There's some things going on.
Yeah.
But it is getting down towards the end of the season, which a lot of people are not going to be happy to hear about. That means the summer is almost over.
I know.
It seems like it just started.
I know. It's crazy. It does fly by. This show, just in case anybody is interested, does, as Mike has said a couple times now, it opens on August 9th in previews, but it does run till September the 10th, which is about usually when we close, somewhere around September 8th, 9th, 10th. So this runs through September 10th, 5 weeks. We do 8 shows a week. So we do shows basically every single day except for Mondays. And actually, in the very last week, we are, I believe, not doing a Tuesday performance, instead opting to add another Wednesday matinee, because we do find the matinee performances sell out very quickly. So we put a little extra matinee in that last week.
Now, what you can do is you go to the website, theaterbythesea.com, and then click on Jersey Boys, and that'll say buy tickets. Click on that little icon that says buy tickets. And then if you want to see what's available, you're going to come to a calendar, pick the date and time of the show you want, and then click on let me pick my seats.
Right.
And then you'll be able to see what's available. So you know, hey, I want to sit in the 12th row on the right, or I want to sit in the next to last row, or I want to sit in the front row, or whatever you want. You'll see what's available at that point. It's a great, great website for that. And then you can just select the seats and pick them right there. Or you can still call Vinny at the phone number.
401-782-TKTS, which is also 401-782-8587. And it's not always Vinny answering the telephone, of course. We mentioned earlier there are other people, but they're also, all of them are wonderfully helpful and extraordinarily patient, and will look through different performances to try and find the seats that you're looking for.
There you go. I can't wait to see Jersey Boys. I'll be there in a couple of weeks. I won't be there on opening night, but I will be there in a couple of weeks, and looking forward to it. And thanks for coming in, Karen.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I don't think we'll see you again this year, but you never know.
You never know. I might just surprise you.
There you go. All right. We're going to have one more tune. This is a lot of people's favorite, Ragdoll, by the Four Seasons. And then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
They ask you, what was the high point? The Hall of Fame, selling all those records, pulling Sherry out of the hat? It was all great. But four guys under a street lamp, when it was all still ahead of us. The first time we made that sound, our sound, when everything dropped away and all there was the music, that was the best. That's why I'm still out there singing. Like that bunny on TV with the battery. I just keep going and going and going. Chasing the music. trying to get home.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.